Welcome to the Tiny Morbid Fantasies podcast with your hosts, Andrea and Sophia.
This is a podcast of short stories based on our everyday tiny morbid thoughts.
So, intro. We're recording.
And 3, 2, thanks for joining us for episode 17.
And if you're... Okay. And if it's your first time, welcome. And if you're a returning listener, welcome back.
Tiny Morbid Fantasies is now available on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Podbean, and everywhere you listen to podcasts. We also have a Facebook now.
Yes. Find us, facebook.com/tinymorbidfantasies, where you'll find porn. Like 3 posts working on it.
And some cover art.
I don't know what to put there, but yeah. Oh, I didn't talk about our cover art. Oh, it's fine. We got new cover art. Check it out.
It's really cute. Our eyes glow, and she did such an amazing job turning Andrea's idea into a reality. And we look really cute, and our hair is very accurate. And
our hair is very accurate.
It is very accurate. I like your little braids that come down, and then my roots are...
Thing now.
I have red roots in the picture, because my hair's red. But it's really pink right now, but it's really red. This is a weird way to tell you about it. I'm excited.
Oh, good. She did a really good job. Her name is Visk Chi online, and I've linked her.
Just go to her Instagram. She's
probably
linked
seen it by now. This is going to come out, October, so.
Yeah. We've credited the artist. She's there.
Okay, so.
What's your story?
My story today. Oh, before we, there's no positivity today. We have positivity, be nice.
We're recording at night, and.
There's no tea. We're not drinking tea.
I also don't have any tea otherwise.
No tea news.
Yeah. We work full-time, both of us, and this is a side hobby, so there's no positivity today. Yeah. Tonight. It's nighttime.
There's no drinks. Not even alcohol, because it's a weekday. I had work in the morning.
I had fast food, and I regret it.
Yeah, all the regrets.
Yeah. We're getting this in. We're...
Said I was going to exercise, and I didn't. But I did this morning, so there's that.
You did? Then I walked. I got... very wary of a suspicious-looking guy. It was a day. Listen, we're here, we're doing the thing, and we're glad you're here, too.
Welcome.
Yeah.
So, today's story...
is brought to you by Tiny Morbid Andrea.
And it's going to be called The Cursed Place.
Ooh.
It's one of my favorite I say this all the damn time.
I haven't heard it yet, so I'm really excited.
So, I love this story. I like it. I'm happy with the way it came out. And as always, it leaves room for more story at the end to, expand it. But it is a succinct, beginning, middle, end story, standalone. Just like A Plague on This House.
Okay.
Has, lore and backstory. This one does as well, but I haven't written it. It's in my brain, where all the best stories are, up in your brain.
I just want to compliment you before I forget, because compliments are better said than kept inside. I think that you do a really good job with stories that are based on lore. You, really create your own universe with your stories. I do, one-offs, whereas you are thinking of, the entire thing as a part of something bigger than itself. And I just wanted to say that I love that you do that, and it's something that's unique to you.
Aw, thanks.
And you do such a great job with it.
Aw, thank you. I appreciate it. One day, I might write a book, but I can't, because I can't concentrate. It's I have all this backstory, this happened because of this family, and it was his brother the whole time.
What?
Anyway.
What? He was dead the whole time? I can't believe it.
Yeah. Got twist and all, but I have to write it. It's hard to write.
Yeah.
When you have all the ideas in your head, and you're how do I get there?
And a full-time job.
Yeah.
Sorry, my leg's on your couch because reasons. I don't know what they are.
It's all good. Are you ready for The Cursed Place?
I've been ready. You've been talking about this for a while.
Because it started off as one story and then ended up in a whole different direction.
I am ready. My body is ready.
All right, so this is The Cursed Place. Hey, it's me again, bringing you the latest news. It's another gorgeous day in the city of Belwyn. The weather here, always perfect. I can't even remember the last time it rained. In other news, Belwyn is still the safest city in the entire country, maybe even the world. It's been made exclusive to keep it that way. people are constantly trying to get within the walls bordering the city. They try once, then disappear. If you want to gain access the right way, you have to sign up for your chance to enter a lottery. Plus, you can only sign up if you pass the background check and psych evaluations. Why put yourself through this? It's not worth it. The Belwinians are free to come and go as they please, but most stay within the city walls. There's this powerful sense of security you get within city limits. Anywhere else feels unclean and dangerous, even if it's not. Because anything less than Belwyn safe is dangerous in their opinion. No one ever questions why it's so safe. It just is. They accept it as some sort of undeniable truth. They turn a blind eye to what's going on. This is going to be my last broadcast, and I think you all should know the truth. You deserve it. A few weeks back, I found a journal inside a metal box buried within the gardens. It told me everything about how Belwyn was saved, reborn, all the sacrifices that were made. This all goes way back further than the wall being built. I mean hundreds of years back. A group of the original settlers were plagued with disease, famine, and bad crops. Anything that could go wrong did. During one brutal winter, a blizzard made everyone flee to the south side of town where the main barn is. Whenever weather got too bad, all the families packed what they could and would huddle there together. When the heavy winds were at their worst, the barn doors blew open. As the men gathered wood to secure them, they saw a cloaked figure walking towards the barn. Thinking it was someone from town arriving late, they yelled for them to hurry up and get inside. Once they entered, the cloaked figure pulled back their hood, revealing a frail man with skin as wrinkled as old parchment, eyes sunken in an icy blue. When he spoke, his voice filled the barn. He claimed he's here to bring salvation. This town has seen so many hardships, and it's well overdue to be saved. If they pledge their allegiance to him, he'll protect them all. The entire town of Belwyn and all who reside here would be safe from harm. They will be blessed with good health. The weather would always be fair. After a short deliberation, the townspeople decided to believe this convincing stranger. Things couldn't get any worse. The moment the agreement was made, the wind stopped. They opened the barn doors to see melting snow. It was as if spring had begun anew. The townspeople rejoiced. As they gathered their things to head home, the man spoke again. He stated now that all can see he kept his word. It's time for repayment. Allegiance is not free. He requires 50 souls. Choose whomever you like. It makes no difference. He'll come to collect at the end of the week. Council was held, and they chose to take 50 prisoners from the jails and give them to this so-called man. He thanked them and said, "See you next year. Same time. Have another 50 souls ready to continue to live the good life." He then disappeared in a cloud of black smoke. The empty husk of the prisoners were burned to ash by the townspeople. They wanted no evidence left behind. Like he promised, the man came back to gather another 50 souls. Same time, every year. Gradually, people became nicer. Crime rates started to drop as fear of the demon that would have your soul for dinner had spread. After several years, all crime in the city stopped. This is when they invented the lottery. 50 people from town would be drawn at random. That worked for a short while, but when the name of an important councilman was drawn, a new plan was created. They would build a wall under the guise of wanting to keep the city safe and crime-free. They wanted to make people outside the walls feel like Belwyn was the safest place to be. It is, but with a catch. They held a lottery to allow entry and would pick 75 winners. They allowed extra in case a few of the new residents passed away naturally. The background checks and their psych evaluations were a part of the scam. All they're really looking for is people who wouldn't be missed if they disappeared. That worked for a while until people started sneaking in. Anyone caught was kept in jail and held until the end of the year. There was enough of them to appease the soul eater watching over the city. Even a few leftovers to be served up the following year. Lately, something has changed. I've overheard hushed conversations about how there's been a shortage. The jails are running low. There's possibly going to be a government roundup of citizens. If you hear this broadcast, this is your warning. Leave now before it's your family's soul on the chopping block. They want you to believe in the lie that life here is a blessing, all the while this place is cursed. Hi guys, Tiny Morbid Andrea here, and I want to take a brief moment to play a promo for one of the podcasts that I enjoy listening to. So this is going to be Kristen of Coffin Cast.
It is the one thing that unites all living things and divides them at the same time. It is both freeing and paralyzing. It is the end of pain and the beginning of pain. In Coffin Cast, I seek to shine a light in the darkest of all places that we all will face, death. A mix of true crime, strange and bizarre death stories, with a hint of education, and sometimes humor mixed in. Hosted by me, Kristen, with new episodes every Monday at 8 a.m. Central. Available wherever you listen to podcasts.
I like it a lot, actually. It was kind of like The Village.
Oh, yes.
Meets,
I'm trying to think of a walled city, but I can't.
Yeah.
But it's set inside, like, in my mind, it's set in, like, the future.
Yeah.
Mystic type place. Where you can build a wall around an entire city.
Well, it was like, what's the Mockingjay thing?
Hunger Games.
Yeah, it was like...
sort of a Hunger Games kind of feel.
Yeah, a bit dystopian, a bit like...
But
well,
yeah, it is dystopian. Well, not even dystopian. It's just, like, this Emerald City, sort of. And everywhere else is... it's okay, but, like, you're guaranteed safe within these walls because of...
Yes.
Quote unquote.
Sorry.
Safe.
That was air quotes, maybe.
Yeah.
I liked it. I really like that story a lot because I'm like picturing everything. I'm picturing this person like, all right, this is amazing. And then being like, let's get real here for a second, though.
But here's what's going on.
Yeah.
This is your warning. You need to leave.
And this is how it started. But what if, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But also, you don't have to answer me if I'm like getting too close to it. What if the guy was just a serial killer or a nihilistic bastard who wanted them to just, like, kill off their friends and be like, you did it, I'm dying anyway, what did I have to lose? And then they walled off their city and then fucked everybody over because they're like, we have this guy to answer to, but that guy's, like, dead because he was dying anyway.
No, he came back every year to collect his 50 souls.
Did they see him come back?
Yeah, and then he disappeared in a puff of smoke.
Okay, because, like...
it's a demon.
I was just picturing that they did it like people still do sacrifices to the, you know...
to the gods.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So in this case, this guy... alright, so just, I guess, a little backstory.
He's like a crossroads demon.
So he is a demon. He's the reason why they were unhealthy to begin with. He just randomly picked this town to, like, plague. So that way, when he came into, like, oh, I'm your savior, really he was what's causing the plagues to begin with. He just wanted to get some free souls and not have to work for it.
He wanted to get inside that boy's hole?
Yeah.
Inside. Yes.
It's a lazy demon who found a loophole. He created his own fucking pyramid scheme.
Wow. Dick.
Basically. Or upside down funnel system.
Yeah!
And, like, now he's got other people working for him to give him souls instead of having to go out there and get them the old-fashioned way.
Yeah. Oh, also to clarify, we made two references to It's Always Sunny in Philly.
Oh,
I don't think that anybody should try to get inside a boy's hole. Upside-down pyramid scheme is just a
funnel system.
Yeah. So I just wanted to clarify, in case you've never seen it before, we're making very particular references.
Yes. But also, she's doing that broadcast because she is leaving town because she's kind of figured out the truth. And she does want to bring down... the higher-ups, because...
yeah, fuck
really...
that congressman for dipping out. He's like, oh, wait a minute, it might affect me, never mind.
Yeah, it's like, oh, we really did make it random, and now my head's on the chopping block. Let's make things better.
Yeah.
You know how councilmen do, and...
yeah, no,
I don't want to get into politics, but yeah, it's kind of... I didn't mean to write a somewhat politically feeling story.
It's okay, at least they don't hold rallies all the time.
Exactly.
That people pay to attend.
Yeah. It's kind of like really the people in the city don't know, which is why she's making this broadcast. So yeah, she found out about it and she wants to bring the truth to the masses and bring down the government,
nice.
Basically, because they're the ones controlling who comes and goes.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're the law.
Yeah.
And the people who live there are just like, hey, we're living this good life. They don't know why or how, because they're just like, because this is what the city of Belwyn is. They built a wall to keep it this way. All the while, there's like this big dark secret.
Mm.
And she's gonna bring the truth.
It also,
so that's my backstory to
no
big epic tale, her adventure. Just one girl.
I like it a lot. It also reminds me a little bit of American Horror Story. The one with all the nuclear fallout.
I don't remember.
With an A. It was a recent one. I think it was the last one.
Oh, I'm...
American Horror Story. Anyway.
So the last one, yeah.
Yeah, I can't.
I don't know until it's on Netflix. Husband ordered food and they're probably lost, maybe.
Yeah, your parents not easy to find.
Yeah.
Apocalypse. American Horror Story Apocalypse.
Oh, I haven't seen
it.
No spoilers.
I didn't, I mean, it's...
But that's it, Apocalypse.
Yeah.
It's like Fallout.
Yeah.
New Vegas. No, I don't know.
I mean...
I just named a random video game. I mean, not that random.
It's like religious Fallout.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll continue that story someday.
Yeah, it's really cool.
With all my other stories that have endings and additional stories like Away We Go
mm.
and A Plague on This House. And remember Paul?
I do remember
from the beginning
Paul,
of
yeah.
our podcast career.
In his wheelbarrow.
Yeah, there was follow-up to...
Ooh.
Like, he made it home and then they got him, but...
Yeah.
He had a roommate who came home and saw, like, blood and mud. And just like, what the hell happened?
Is this for our Patreon?
No, I didn't write it yet. I'm just kidding.
Maybe
no.
We'll only follow up the ending of our stories on Patreon.
I wouldn't say maybe, because I definitely would like to make additions to the story, and Patreon would be a good motivator,
yeah.
so to say. But,
we have one.
Yeah, if you want to check out, we have some behind-the-scenes stuff, and we have some behind-the-scenes audio called, there's one up so far called Are We Recording? And by the time this comes out, the second audio clip, it's like a extra show. Are We Recording is about 5 or 6 minutes. It's just a bonus conversation we had. And then Childhood Stories was
aww.
20 minutes.
I believe, and you know what? That even started
so,
late when I hit record. I was like, wait a minute.
Yeah. So that will probably be up by this time. And then we have some images, but, yeah.
We're working on stickers and other good content, but also this is the first time I think we've talked about it.
Yeah, I didn't want to, like, put the Patreon out there when we didn't have anything to put on it.
Yeah.
Like, hey, join our Patreon and give us money for nothing.
But for listening and creating content, because it's a second job, but we don't get paid for this.
Yeah, so
barely.
We are going to start putting stuff on the Patreon, so if you want to check it out. Don't feel obligated to donate because not needed whatsoever.
Or do because we like money and you like listening to us and it will help us continue to record and then bring you better quality sound tech. What?
Seems a bit much. No, I'm just kidding. Alright, so that's just our little spiel. We have a Facebook and a Patreon now. So Patreon.com/TinyMorbidFantasies if you are interested in checking it out.
And then Facebook.com/porn. Psych, it's Tiny Morbid Fantasies.
And yeah, check out our Facebook group.
Yeah, and maybe make friends with other people, because we didn't post anything yet.
I posted something, no. I think
we
I posted it.
Really didn't.
We're working on it. It's a process. We have a lot of social media.
We do.
I'm on Reddit a lot.
And Twitter.
I'm a moderator for our podcast. So I have to moderate through a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
While I'm at work, where I should be working. So, yeah. We also have Twitter and Instagram. So, yeah. Anyway, if you like this story, you can check us out there. Twitter is @TinyMorbid, and Instagram and Reddit is @TinyMorbidFantasies.
As well as our Facebook. That is just look at Tiny Morbid
yeah.
Fantasies, I guess. So to be featured in an upcoming episode, or just send us your stories or comments to TinyMorbidFantasies@gmail.com.
Till next time.
Keep it spooky.
Like a spare room that you just discovered hidden by a panel in your closet.
Yes. I'm really tired, I'm sorry.
Yeah, me too.